island of Drift Bay, stories of strange events, uneasy nights, and things not easily explained. Welcome to Fog Point After Dark.
You are in Drift Bay, a mysterious place with mysterious people. Today you will hear a story of one of these people. The person you will meet is Barnabas, a lonely fisherman alone on the water. Barnabas looks to the wind and waves as he pulls a small catch into the boat. He knows that only a fool would stay out on the water in weather like this. Feeling defeated, he turns the bow of the boat for shore. Back on shore, a friend comes to greet him. He warns Barnabas of what he heard on the radio, that the wind would be furious that night, bringing about plenty of casualties of nature. Barnabas knows he has lived through plenty of storms, but his friend's words ring in his mind. Storms have a way of hiding things in the dark. Barnabas puts his catch on ice, hoping to salvage his misfortune and keep the haul until morning. The ice freezes his already cold hands as he spreads it amongst the lifeless fish. Barnabas is on his walk home now. He can barely walk from the mighty blasts of cool ocean air that hit his face. Suddenly, a crack echoes from behind him. His head whips towards the sound. Just a branch, he tells himself. His friend had told him that would happen in gusts such as these. Nothing to worry about. He thinks back to the incident that brought him to the island. Many times, the memories of that fateful day had haunted him, bringing with him anxiety and fear. Only by reminding himself that it was all in the past does he calm himself. Against all his senses, he fights back the urge to panic, reminding himself that it is just the trees. That is, until he hears the whistling. It starts low at first, but grows with bravado above the gales. Barnabas feels himself shivering, not from the cold winds, but from fear of the unknown. He knows that wind like this is perfectly capable of whistling as if human, but something doesn't feel right. Barnabas yells out, asking if anyone is there in the storm. There is no answer. He pushes forward, hoping to make it to the warm safety of his home before long. To keep his mind at ease, he counts the fish from today's catch. 25 mackerel and 10 cod. Soon, he is dreaming of buying a drink from the local bar with his hard-earned money from the haul. A smile finds its way onto his face. His breath starts quickening as the strange whistle interrupts his thoughts. Who could it be? What could it be? His eyes focus on the silhouette of his shack that is materializing in the fog in front of him. Soon he will be home. But wait, There is another silhouette standing just outside his door. He calls out for them to identify themselves, but there is no response. He keeps moving closer. Soon, the figure is in plain sight. Barnabas recognizes them. He doesn't know why they are here. They shouldn't be here. What do they want? They...
The world becomes silent. This was the first episode of Fog Point After Dark. Join us again in 2 weeks on Friday at 9 p.m. for the next broadcast. Written by B.E. Hoyt. Voice by Matt from MattCVA.com. Until then, stay tuned to Fog Point Radio.